Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today, I would love for us to take this look that gives us a unique insight to God and how He wants us to honor Him and He bless us. In the 116th Psalm, the text says, "I love the Lord, for He heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy." If you try to put that into just a bullet point, I would say that this text is saying to us, believe in Him, that He's listening and watching and responds in love. The text goes on and says, "Because He turned His ear to me, I will call on Him as long as I live." If the first verse is about believe in Him, the second verse is go ahead and cry out to Him. Get used to talking to the Lord. Pour out your heart, your fears, your woes. Share them with Him. I was having breakfast this morning with a fellow, and I said, you know, the other day we escaped for a few days to go to the beach, and I was sitting on the sand the other day and thought to myself, the Lord was saying, you know, Chuck, just cry out to me. Just talk to me. I know that the Lord hears our voice, and His heart is moved by His children. The text goes on to say, in verse 3, "The cords of death entangle me. The anguish of the grave came over me. I was overcome by distress and sorrow. But then I called on the name of the Lord. Lord, save me." Now, this is so rich. It is so wondrous because we can count on Him. In verse 6, it says, "The Lord protects the unwary. When I was brought low, He saved me. Return to your rest, my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. For you, Lord, have delivered me from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before the Lord in the land of the living." I believe verse 9 is saying to us, go ahead and follow Him. If verse 1 and 2 is believe in Him and cry out to Him, I believe the verses that continue and go through verse 9 say, go ahead and follow Him. And then in verse 10, "I trusted in the Lord when I said, I am greatly afflicted. In my alarm," listen to this, "in my alarm," you know what the Lord was kind enough to do? "Everyone was a liar, I thought. What shall I return to the Lord for His goodness to me? If I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord, I will fulfill my vows." You know what I believe the Lord is saying in those verses? Go ahead and claim hold of the cup of salvation. Literally, drink Him in. He is the cup of our salvation. We thirst, and He alone satisfies. Let Him into your life to meet your deepest needs. Today, I invite you in this time of weekday podcast to stop for a moment and say to the Lord, Lord, today, I want the strength to live for You, to walk in Your ways, to surrender my will and my way to Yours. And then as we kind of pointed out in verse 1, Lord, I want to believe in You. I want to know You. I want to know Your heart. And even more so, Lord, I want Your heart. And then cry out to God. I want to encourage you, begin your prayer time by speaking out loud to the Lord. It may seem odd at the time, and yes, you can indeed pray silently, but I have discovered that I have a much keener sense of listening when I am openly speaking. Cry out to Him. In verse 9, choose to follow Him through your daily life. He is the shepherd, we are His sheep, and we are to follow Him. And then in verse 13, drink Him in. He is the cup of our salvation. We thirst, and He alone satisfies. Let Him into your life to meet your deepest needs. And when we do, we take on the cup of His salvation, the fact that He's given us life, life that is in abundance here, and life that is eternal in heaven. Are you a person that's looking toward heaven, or are you a person that's looking backward at your regret? When we choose to believe in Him, cry out to Him, follow Him, and drink Him in, then we know we can claim hold of our future in heaven. Thanks for joining me today on today's weekday podcast, and don't miss the weekday meditations, which are such an encouragement for folks to be able to have a guided, prayerful time of meditation at weekdaymeditation.com. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.